This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Pleased to welcome onto the show Mike Giardi, who covers the Patriots and all things NFL on the All 32 podcast, Boston Sports Journal. Mike, thanks for hopping aboard here in D.C. How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Appreciate you guys having me. Great day for football here in New England. Nice weather, blue skies, ready to go.
I'm fired up to hear that. We're just excited that it's back. I was joking earlier with my co-host Linnell here that this is one of those nights where by the end of the night, a lot of people complain about the quality of the game or whatever. But it's just an annual, it's like a summer rite of passage to get really excited for a game that an hour or so into it, like you got to, it's homework. You got to really want to watch it. But it still feels awesome that it's here.
Yeah, I mean, it just tells you how close we're getting to the thing counting for real. You know, I mean, it's, I think 27 days now till the kickoff. So that's like crazy. You know, you go through this period there, especially in April and May, where you're just like, OTA once a week or something. You're like, this is not enough. It's not, you know, they're not real football yet. They're not in full pads. And then you get to this point and all of a sudden it's like full speed ahead. You're ready to dive in. And I'm kind of ready to fast forward to week one, if we're going to be honest here.
Mike, you guys have had a pretty interesting offseason, a lot of change. Mike Vrabel being brought in, Josh McDaniels brought back into the fold, year two of Drake May. Throughout the first couple of weeks of camp, what's been the biggest thing that stood out about this year's iteration of the Patriots?
I mean, I think first things first is this is an actual professional operation, which I don't know that it's been the last couple of years. And I even go back to Bill's last couple, you know, the 2023 with the Matt Patricia, Joe Judge running the offense thing, even though neither one of those guys had ever done that before, followed by the Gerard Mayo experience last year. You know, you watch them dating back to the spring, and it's just like they know what they're doing. You know, there's very little wasted time and movement here. It's from one thing to the next, and, you know, you can see what they're working on, and you can see some improvement. So I think that has to give everybody, and has to this point in New England, you know, who are fans of the Patriots, a much better feeling and some excitement for the season coming. And I think just you look at Drake's development here in year two, you know, learning another new offense. This is his fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years dating back to college. I thought it might take him a little bit longer, and maybe, you know, we'll see. We'll see what Ted looks like in the preseason. But to this point, I think the arrow is pointing up and that he's grasping what Josh wants done. Ball's getting out of his hand quicker, better decisions. Had been taking care of the football. There was the interception in the joint practice. But by and large, like, he looks like a much more confident operator of the system than he did at any point last year.
Yeah, and he had so little help around him last season. I wonder how you grade his rookie year and then also just the projection for him going into year two.
You know, so hard last year, right? To your point, it's just like not much there. Couldn't pass block. I think they were the 31st or 32nd ranked offensive line, depending on which metric you go by and which site you go by. But like, I mean, I watched it up close and personal, legitimate. I can't imagine anybody had a worse offensive line. And then this receiver room has not been good for 6-7 years, you know, and they've taken stabs at it. N'Keal Harry, Tyquan Thornton last year, Jalen Polk and Javon Baker in the fourth round, Polk in the second. And none of those guys, at least to this point or in the past, did anything. So, you know, adding Diggs, certainly gives them, raises the floor of that group. We'll see about the overall ceiling, but I think just having better players around them, and certainly a coaching staff that has done this before versus the one that was last year, Alex Van Pelt, who I came to respect and thought he did a decent job with what he had. But there's a reason Alex didn't call plays for 20 years. They didn't just bypass him because, they wanted the young, hot thing. No, he never was that, and he was fine as an OC. I think he did a fine job developing Drake, but, this is different having Josh McDaniels here and with all his experience and wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, you mentioned it being, a professional NFL outfit now, and it hadn't been that over the past, several years. Mike Vrabel, let's be real here, Mike, shouldn't have been available. There was a rift between him and ownership there in Tennessee. What has been the most impressive thing about him since you've gotten to cover him through OTAs and through the offseason to this point? Because he seems like a no-nonsense guy, but, everybody that you talk to around the league, love him. A big, soft teddy bear, but also has got that hard side to him as well.
Well, you said it, right? I think there's no BS.
Yeah.
I think guys know where they stand. He, he tells the best players, I need more from you. Yeah. You're one of our best players. I can't get a B minus effort from you. I need a plus every single game. And then even then, he's probably going to find a way to knock you down to an A minus so he can keep pushing you.
Right.
So I think there's that. And I think there is, Mike's interesting, right? Because he played the game, he lived through the double sessions and all the different things and was under Belichick. But he definitely understands the player's side of it more. And there are times, he doesn't want to be compared to Bill, or he doesn't really want to hear those sort of conversations. But every once in a while, when he says something to us, it makes me think of, it's not necessarily a shot at Bill, but it's just like we watch negative film. We can't just show the guys all the good stuff. You have to show them the things they did wrong, or the things, around the league that we don't want them to do, stuff as they say, the bleep that loses your football games. But that, he said, I was a player on the other side of that. You can only see so much of that and hear so much about that before you're like, all right, I'm tuning this guy out. And I think he's trying to walk that line of being a tough guy, wanting maximum effort from his guys, but also understanding hey, the league's changed. The rules are different and the players are different. The modern player is not the same kind of guy that it was in the league even, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, certainly not when Mike played.
Mike Giardi is joining us on Grant and Danny ahead of tonight's Patriots-Commanders preseason game from the Boston Sports Journal. Two organizations are in slightly different places here, right? Washington coming off of a conference title game. They're actually, it sounds like, not going to play starters mostly at all. I wonder what the plan is for New England. Are we going to see Drake May and some of their ones for any time tonight?
Well, if it was up to me, which, I don't get paid the big bucks that Mike Vrabel does, I wouldn't put any important starter out there, because when you look at this Patriots roster, even though it's gotten significantly better from what it was last year or 2 years ago, they're still paper thin. You look at the depth chart, you're like, oh, I like that guy. I like my number one at DT. I like my number one corner. I like my number. But then you're like, oh, but what's behind it? And so I would just be, and I know you can get hurt doing anything, but I'd be mortified that I lose one of my key players in a meaningless preseason game. If he's going to go down, let's make it when it happens for real. But Vrabel did say to us that his anticipation was, and this was earlier in the week, that if you're healthy, you're going to play. So I'm guessing it's going to be quick, but I'm guessing we get a series or two from the likes of Drake May and some of the starters.
Yeah, I like it. Old school mentality. I think you're starting to see some other teams in the NFL shift towards that mentality as well, so I get it. There was a lot of scrutiny surrounding Will Campbell during this pre-draft process, Mike, with the arm length and things of that nature. We've got our own first-round tackle here in D.C. that's had some growing pains in terms of getting acclimated to the NFL level, flashed actually up there in New England, according to folks that were out there. What have you made of Will Campbell to this point, and how confident are you that he's going to be able to be that, 17-week left tackle for you guys?
Well, let me just say quickly, I loved Connolly coming out.
Yeah.
I would have, had I been the Patriots and I could have gotten something where I could have moved down and maybe acquired another first-round pick and then been able to know that I could secure the tackle, that's what I would have done. I am a little concerned about some of the measurables with Campbell. I go back to 1999, as far as they've gone back, I guess, where there's never been a player with the arm length / wingspan / hand size, because even his hands aren't like giant, that has ever been an all pro. And to me, when you're picking at number 4 overall, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for, but bottom line, he's got to be at least a Pro Bowler. But we know, like, I'm talking a real one, not one who gets in like Mac Jones did a few years ago, where he was like the ninth guy and everybody else walked away, but like a real one. And so that's my concern, is whether or not he can be that kind of player, or if eventually he ends up moving on the inside, which sometimes when I watch him play, I go, God, I think he'd be an awesome guard right now. You know, whereas I think a tackle, first of all, very few guys I think step into the league and are awesome right away at tackle. I think it's a hard position. But, you know, I have some concerns. I'll give him credit, I think, in the last week, where I think the arrow's pointing up, and I think he has been in team sessions more than one-on-ones. And I guess I don't really care about one-on-ones. I know some people do. Yeah. I care more about the team stuff. I think he's been pretty good in team. So I was sort of dubious of the pick. But to this point, I guess I would say it's been fine. It's not bad. Like, we'll see where it continues to go. But for now, you know, it looks like, to some degree, he's got great feet, that the feet are helping him, sometimes at least, overcome the lack of length on the edge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Will Campbell, the first-round pick, who actually blocked for Jaden Daniels at LSU at one point in time, will be one of very likely three new starters at different points. Maybe even four, I guess, for the Patriots as they move forward this year. Going to the defensive side of the ball with the money that they spent in free agency, we know well what Milton Williams means up front, dealt with him in Philadelphia. I know they also went out and got Spillane at linebacker, Landry off the edge, Davis in the secondary. Carlton Davis got $20-some million, I think, a year. Mm-hmm. How much better should they be on that side of the ball, and how is it coming together right now for them?
Well, and part of the problem for them right now is both Gonzalez and Davis are hurt. Gonzalez got hurt in the first week of camp with a hamstring. I don't know that we're going to see him before week one. Like, I think he might – I think you probably could if they had to, if this was a regular season type situation. Maybe he would be out there sooner, but I think they're going to play the long game with him. And Davis, who is misses a month every season, go look it up. I don't think he's played more than 13 games since, like, 2019. He came in, practiced like the first day, and then has been out of practice except for the walkthroughs. So no one will tell me what's going on. Vrabel was saying some sort of maintenance thing, but it doesn't. I think we're past the point of maintenance now. So it's hard to gauge on that because you haven't had your top corners out there. But to me, they should be somewhere in that like 10 to 12, 10 to 14 range as a defense. And then, you know, someone like Keon White, who's their third year edge rusher, if he takes the step forward, which quite frankly, if he doesn't do it this year, I wonder if it'll ever happen, because, you know, Williams and Barmore are going to get a ton of attention inside. And if those guys play the way they're capable of, that's going to be a problem for opposing defenses, which means he's getting singled up on the outside. But if they can't get that sort of push from him, then I say 10 to 14. And if they can get that kind of jump and 10-plus sacks from him, then maybe they crack the top 10.
Trevion Henderson's someone that, you know, I had circled during the pre-draft process. Mm-hmm. This guy that's just got juice. Everything I've read, all the press clippings out of, you know, Foxborough throughout campus, he's been absolutely electric. You guys haven't had, you know, a dynamic running back in that backfield for a while, it feels like. Is he the type of cat that you expect to be an every-down back, or do you think, you know, early on here they'll use him situationally?
I think because of the way Josh runs his offense, it might be a little bit more situationally, or it might be, you know, sort of a Ramondre, Antonio Gibson, Trevion Henderson, three-headed monster. He's been, as to me, he's been as good as advertised. You know, in fact, the dust-up that we had that involved Vrabel jumping into the middle of the fight was him on blitz pickup, which is one of the things that people at Ohio State and around the league were like, this dude is already a pro-level, like, pass protector, and that's hard to do. I think the Patriots have had some good ones over the years. Shane Vereen, Kevin Falk, Danny Woodhead did a great job with it, James White, and almost every one of those guys had to have a redshirt year to, like, learn the nuances of it. I don't think Trevion's going to have a redshirt year. I think when they saw him in the second round, it was like, well, maybe we could use a receiver here over a running back, but this guy here is the best playmaker available, and we need playmakers, so we'll take the running back in the second round and see if they can make it work.
Mike Giardi, we'll let you out on this one. What did you make of Washington's time at practice with the Patriots, the workout they had, and just from afar, what's your take on the Commanders from what you've seen?
My take on the Commanders is, I don't know what the hell you're doing with Terry McLaurin, but get it done with and get him in, because to me, I was focused largely on the defense on the joint practices on Wednesday. My boss was doing the offense. And I would tell you that I don't think the Patriots, and again, we're talking about the backup corners because the first two corners weren't out there, did a pretty good job hemming up Luke McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, et cetera. They couldn't cover Zach Ertz, which, God bless that guy. Like, it's unbelievable that what he did last year and what he plans to do in this year. But I think without McLaurin, my outlook on that team changes, because I just don't think that there's enough high-end talent. You put him in there, and all of a sudden you slot everybody in the right place, and it's like, all right, here we go. But with him out there, and he's throwing to, you know, Chris Moore, and he's throwing to Luke, and, like, that's – they may be fine players, but they're not Terry McLaurin, and no. Terry McLaurin's a difference maker, so they better figure that thing out.
Mike Girardi, Boston Sports Journal, appreciate you making some time for us, brother. We'll do it again soon, man.
A lot of fun, guys. Take care.
Be well. There's Mike Girardi. Good info going into tonight's game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.